Allah Rabbul Izzah says in the verse of the Noble Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah has conferred a great favor upon the believers when He sent among them a messenger from among them. He recites unto them His verses and purifies them from sins and teaches them the book and al-hikmah, wisdom, whereas before that they had been in a manifest error. So in this verse, Allah had described the various tasks of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and one of them being a muzakki, a purifier. And just as he holds the most exalted position amongst the Anbiya, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam likewise holds the most outstanding status as a muzakki. From the inception of his prophethood, mission in Mecca, while he fully dedicated himself to reforming and molding the small initial group of Muslims who accepted Islam right away, right till the Madani era, when Islam spread wide, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was always fulfilling this role as a muzakki. And the first thing was to purify people's belief from shirk. It is mentioned that Hussein, the father of Imran, worshipped 7 earthly idols, sincerely believing them to be gods. Being a prominent figure amongst the Quraysh, his people requested him to speak to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about whom they said he speaks ill about our gods and condemns them. And they accompanied him, and he went to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he sat at the door, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam invited him and said, make way for the elder. And when Hussein came in, he said that, what is this that we've heard about you mocking our gods? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hussein, how many gods do you worship? And he said, 7 on earth and 1 in heavens. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if hardship afflicts you, whom do you call upon? And he said, I call the one in the heavens. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, if your wealth is exhausted, upon whom do you call? And he said, I call the one in the heavens. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he alone answers you, yet you associate these earthly partners with him. Have you thanked him sufficiently, or do you fear you will be overwhelmed? And Hussein said that I have not done so. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hussein, embrace Islam and be saved. And he asked, what should I say? I have my family and my tribe. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, say, O Allah, I seek your guidance so that my matter be rectified. Increase me in knowledge that would benefit me. And Hussein repeated these words before he stood up and embraced Islam. And the son, Imran, who was a Muslim and present in the gathering, after this stood up and kissed his hands, his father's hands and his feet. And upon seeing this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam began to weep and said, I weep at what Imran has done. When his father entered as a disbeliever, he neither approached him nor looked at his direction. But when he embraced Islam, he gave him his rights. Such tenderness moved me. And when Hussein rose to leave, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed the Sahaba and said, rise all of you and see him off out of the home. As he left the door, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quraysh realized that he had embraced Islam and remarked he has changed his religion, and then they severed ties with him. And this incident is in Isaba and narrated by Ibn Khuzaymah. So this was the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he purified the Sahaba, how he purified those around. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُمْ بِهَا وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. Apart from the numerous mushrikeen, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam likewise purified those who engrossed in kufr, those who were hypocrites, just as the Arabs who were given to idol worship. They also practiced many baseless customs that needed to be purified. And one of the ways, by taking zakat from them, as the command of Allah, they were purified. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam purified the actions which have been described as the worst humans could possibly be at that time, and brought them to the pinnacle and the height of human qualities. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave examples of how certain maladies, what need to be done. Jealousy, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, abstain from jealousy, because jealousy destroys good deeds, just as fire destroys dry wood. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about hatred, and he said that a man who was, he said, this is a man of paradise. And when they looked at it, the matter, it was because he cleansed his heart. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, with regards to love of this world, live in this world as a traveler or a wayfarer, so that you don't get love of the world. With regards to miserliness, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the deceiver and the miser and the one who reminds people of the favors, he has done for them will not enter Jannah. With regards to arrogance, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he who has arrogance to the extent of an atom in his heart will not enter Jannah. With regards to anger, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when any one of you is overtaken by anger, then if he is standing, he should sit down. If his anger leaves him, well and good. Otherwise, he should lie down. Suspicion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, avoid suspicion, because suspicion is the worst form of lying. So this was the tazkiyah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam at various stages, and outlining the prescriptions for the various spiritual maladies.